Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hi, everyone. This is Meredith Hartley from Me Squared Solutions, and I'm going to talk to you today about trademark application scams. About a month ago, I helped a client do background research for a trademark that they wanted to register. They're an online business. They aren't selling any basic goods. They just needed to register the name of their website as a trademark with their new logo. We did all their background research, made sure their application got in just the way it was supposed to, and then they called me today because they received this letter in the mail. It came from a company, let's see if I can get you to see this, there we go, called the Trademark Compliance Center. And what it tells them is, the implication is that they need to pay $385 or their trademark won't be properly registered. Okay? It says right here, upon receipt of the bottom form and your payment, Trademark Compliance Center will record your U.S. trademark registration with the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection, CBP. It'll cost you $190 in government fees plus $190 Trademark Compliance Center fee. We'll send you notice. I mean, it keeps going. It tells you to read the terms and conditions. A lot of folks get these letters in the mail, and they think that it's a government organization telling them they have to pay this money or their trademark won't be processed. It's not. The USPTO actually has a website. That's the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. You can do uspto.gov, and on it, they tell you exactly what kind of correspondence they'll send you. They tell you the addresses that correspondence will come from. They also have a list of scammers like these. Here's how it works. These companies aren't actually offering to take care of your trademark for you. In this case, it talks about the Customs and Border Patrol. There is a rare case where some companies might want to register their trademark if they're going to do importing and exporting. Say if you're selling, if you're making luxury handbags or food or medicine, and you want to make sure Customs and Border Patrol has that so they can identify a fake quickly, you might do it then. It's not necessary. It's not a required thing for anyone to do. What these guys are doing is they're using that rare case where someone might need to do that. They're selectively editing the law that tells people they can do that, and they're sticking it in the letter to try to intimidate you into thinking you have to pay them money. Now, the reason that's legal is that they are actually selling a service. It's buried in the fine print here, where they say that they'll register this trademark unnecessarily with Customs and Border Patrol, and then they'll watch other trademarks to see if anyone registers a trademark similar to yours. And most of the times, they never get around to actually notifying you about anything. You're paying hundreds of dollars and getting nothing in return. But they send it on the super official looking stationery. It usually comes in one of those sealed envelopes. You have to rip the sides open so it seems super official. That's what they're doing. A really easy way to cope when you receive one of these letters or any bill telling you you need to pay fees and telling you that something bad will happen is take the name of the company that sent it to you, like in this case, the U.S. Trademark Compliance Center, and Google that name with the word scam and see what comes up. Most of the time, you will find a list of other people who received the exact same letter, and many of them actually paid the amount, and now they're fighting to get their money back. A lot of folks ask me why the USPTO doesn't just shut these companies down. And the problem is they can't. Technically, the service that they're selling is a legal service, even if most people don't need it, and even if they're using these intimidation techniques to trick you into buying it. The only way they can shut them down is to get them on deceptive marketing charges. And that requires individuals to complain. You have to register a complaint with your state attorney's office and also with the FTC. And you can do that at ftc.gov. You can also just Google whatever your state is, like I'm in Washington. I'd Google Washington State Consumer Protection and see which office your state handles that through. In my case, it goes through the Washington State Attorney General's office. So I can go to their website and I can file a complaint telling them, hey, I received this letter and I think they're using deceptive marketing practices. That's the only way they can do that. But most people never file those complaints. They either pay the fee or they ignore it. No complaints means the government has no ammunition to shut these folks down. So the first step when you get a letter like this is to be smart. Read it closely. Make sure it's actually coming from a government organization. If you aren't sure, take that name and Google it. And then Google it with the word scam next to it. 9 times out of 10, you will immediately see that it is not a legitimate organization. And then if you do receive one of these, you can always contact your state Consumer Protection Bureau or your state Attorney General's office, or you can even just check with the FTC's hotline. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2014 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.